for 35 minutes in the first half, I thought we played extremely well, and obviously the scoreline suggested that as well. But just before half time, we concede for them to get back into the game. So they go in with a bit of momentum. We go in probably a little bit deflated because we should go in 2-0. They come out second half, and credit to Bromley, you have to give them credit the way they went about it. Put us under a lot of pressure second half, and we come away with a point. So yeah, I'm disappointed. We should have had more from the game, especially the way we played in the first 35 minutes.
Did you think you'd weathered the storm in that second half?
Yeah, I thought we managed the game quite well during the period of the second half. We didn't play anywhere near as well in terms of in possession of the ball. But then they pop up and get their goal. So, again, the momentum swings their way. It's always difficult. You know, you're 2-0 up. The next goal is the key goal. But, you know, unfortunately tonight we go away with 1 point instead of the three.
Going back to the opening 35 minutes, I mean, your team played some great football. Yeah, it must be, you know, great for you as a manager to see your two strikers scoring as well.
Yeah, no, look, I'm delighted for both of them. You know, Matty was keen to get on the... off the mark as such, and then Renz gets another one. So both strikers have chipped in, but it's a new group coming together, and we have to manage games better. I'm disappointed because we played that well in the first 35 minutes, but I'm not taking anything away from Bromley because they had a right go second half and got themselves back into the game to get a point. But if we continue to play like that, you know, we're going to cause teams problems. If we want to go toe-to-toe physically with teams, we're going to cause ourselves a problem. So we have to compete. We have to stand up to that. But once we regain possession, we have to move the ball better than what we did during the second half.
It's quite a young squad in terms of age. I think it's just under sort of 24 years of age as an average age of the squad. Are you happy with the experience you've got in there? Because obviously you've got some players who have played, you know, a big number of games at this level and above.
No, I'm happy with the balance of it. You know, when you put when Jake's fit, you know, as a goalkeeper, he's had a lot of experience at this level and above. You go, you know, with Renz and Matty McClure, the games that they've played higher up the scale. Shamir has played in the Championship. So we're saying they're a young group, which they are. But we have to learn. We have to learn. We have to be able to manage games. And the sooner we were able to do that, the better we'll become.
Are you confident that they'll have that learning ability in them? I guess this is the first, I guess, sort of blip of the season so far, I guess.
No, I wouldn't class it as a blip. Barrow away is a blip for me because we played so well and got nothing from it. So you can throw that into the mix. But you're talking about a point away from home. If we do that consistently through the course of the season, you know, we'd be all delighted with a sprinkling of 3 points as well on the road. We'd all be happy. But, you know, I think the players have set standards, high standards, and we're disappointed tonight that the standards dropped during the second half. But, look, we'll dust ourselves down, regroup. But, you know, you look at the first goal just before half-time, the second goal, we're down to 10 men, which is quite frustrating.
Yeah.